So, is this on?
I see. You trying to regenerate something, right? Regeneration X?
Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Are you a winner?
I am a winner.
Ooh, I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Shockmaster has entered.
Where did he fall?
Where did he fall? Dark Side of the Ring premieres tonight as we record this podcast.
Oh.
And the first episode is about Earthquake.
Oh, really?
R.I.P. Earthquake.
Interesting.
You know, and obviously his tag team partner was, what's his name?
Tugboat.
And they already released a clip of them showing Haku never saw the Shockmaster's debut.
Really?
So they showed it to him for the first time
Haku?
Ever. Yeah.
Okay.
From WCW.
Yeah.
And, like, just his reaction from seeing the Shockmaster for the first time. And
like, 40 years later?
And it's just, like, everyone else's reaction. Like, he just laughed his ass off.
Haku, of all people.
Haku.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I guess he was around that time with Tugboat and all that shit, you know?
Tug Job.
Yeah, interesting.
John, what's his name? John Tenta or some shit?
I think so.
Earthquake.
It's about Earthquake? Did he have a fucked up past or something?
Well, he's dead. I mean,
yeah.
So he clearly.
I don't know. That's why you gotta watch the show.
So something happened.
You gotta watch the show.
Apparently, there's gonna be one on Buff Bagwell also.
Oh, okay.
I saw him on the poster.
Wasn't his like?
That's just about like him. He's a shitty wrestler. It's just like it's very sad.
At the very end, and now he's a whore. All right, thanks for watching.
Yeah,
$10.
I think Earthquake came out of the stands on his debut. Like Santino Marella.
One of those.
Oh, like, wow. You could body slam this guy. The bad guy's like, hey, he's kind of big.
Yeah.
Like, look at the size of that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Elimination Chamber is gone. So we don't have any more pay-per-views until WrestleMania. So we are on the road to WrestleMania and there's no more stops.
Vroom, vroom. There's no roadblocks.
No, the roadblock is tonight as we record this. NXT roadblock.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
But we don't watch NXT.
Speed bump, but whatever.
Speed bump, yeah. So, yeah, you know, we have to cover SmackDown. We have to cover Raw. Mm. But first, we have to thank a few new patrons.
Oh.
Brand spanking new patrons. So, thank you to Mercurio. I think that's how you pronounce your name.
Sure.
C.A. Lopez, James Mann, and Hill B. Wright.
He'll be right.
Yeah.
All right.
So go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's only $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. We have weekly AEW recaps for the time being. We're still we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I released a poll this afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, and it's overwhelming. Monday Night Wars. They want the Monday Night Wars.
It's a funny name for your
game. So we could be starting that soon. So if you're gonna sign up at Patreon, now would be the time to do that.
Wow. What do we exactly review? Like, what would we do exactly?
The Monday Night Wars, the, you know, Raw and Nitro.
Like, review both of those shows?
Yeah.
Like, we started a date?
Right.
And go, oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So instead of having to watch 2 hours of wrestling, you have to watch four hours.
The first few years, both shows were an hour.
Oh, really?
So
thank God.
It's like 45 minutes, you know, each. So an hour and a half.
Wow. Yeah, good.
Wow.
So yeah. But yeah, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Again, we have a bunch of brackets. We just released the best championship belt bracket.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of all time. It's just best looking belt.
Yeah.
What do you think's the best looking belt of all time?
It's a great looking belt.
We went through that. You could watch the podcast and see the belts as we talk about them.
Correct.
It was a lot of fun. And as always, it got heated.
Come on.
Controversial ending.
Wouldn't be
for
a bracket without it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Exactly. So, all right. Let's start with SmackDown. SmackDown opens with Roman Reigns.
Uh-huh.
And the Tribal Chief walks out with Paul Heyman.
Yes.
Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa.
Right.
And SmackDown was on for 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
It's a long
before
time.
Before Roman Reigns said a single word.
Yeah, what is this? That one Raw after Mania where they just booed the shit out of him for 10 minutes?
Right. But it's like, you know, a 3-minute recap of what's been going on.
Of course.
And then like almost a 7-minute entrance for Roman Reigns. I just don't look. I'm not shitting on this segment. This segment turns out to be fucking amazing.
Right. Holy fuck.
I just don't know why they waste 10 minutes like doing nothing. I just why not just get to it?
Yeah.
You know, come out. I get it. He's your champ for almost 4 years now, and you want to make it this big deal, but
right,
we're just waiting.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like okay, that's when people change the channel.
Yeah,
it's like, right. He's still okay. What else is on?
So Roman tells the crowd to acknowledge him, and they do. But he says it used to be louder. Let's try this again. But a Cody chant breaks out. See, he's good. This Roman Reigns, he knows how to get the crowd to chant what he really wants.
The right. Pop.
Yeah. The Cody chant, of course. And mm-hmm, he says, "I'm going to give you one more try, and then I'm leaving." Roman like, still
I fulfilled
wasn't
my obligation. I'm gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Fire up the jet in the parking
right
lot.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Like a it's Jetsons like True Lies. It has like that vertical takeoff. Right,
yeah. It's an F-15.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he still wasn't satisfied and he starts to leave, but Heyman told him, "We can't leave yet. He's coming out.
He's coming."
And then Heyman looks in the camera and says, "The people's champ, the biggest movie star in the world, The Rock, will be here. Right after this commercial break."
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Well, I get it. It's 12 minutes into the show. They gotta go to commercial.
Even, right. It was, yeah, of course.
So but like it's still weird. In. It's still a weird cut.
Yeah.
Like, and also it kind of makes Roman seem insignificant the way they did it.
Right. I think that was kind of the point because Roman wanted to leave, but he's like, "Well, The Rock's coming out. You can't just fucking leave when The Rock's coming out."
Yeah.
So Rock comes out and he shows us his goosebumps.
Yeah.
No, he actually didn't do that this week. I was like, here he fucking comes. It shows his goosebumps again when he's supposed to be a heel. But I'm glad he didn't show us his goosebumps this time.
Someone pointed out that the bull on the Titantron, now that he's healed, the eyes are red.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, right. Because they're normally blue, you know, like electric.
Right.
But yeah, now they're red.
And Roman seems jealous because the crowd was chanting, "Rocky, Rocky." But then they boo as soon as he puts the mic to his lips.
Of course.
"Rocky, Rocky, fuck you!"
Right.
"Fuck you!
Oh my God, I fucking love you! Hey, fuck you!"
It's like the John Cena sucks thing all over again, I know. You know?
It really is.
Like, they pop when he comes out, and then they sing John Cena sucks.
And then they also sing Let's Go Cena.
Right.
You know?
And Rock's new catchphrase is, "Are you sure you want to boo The Rock?"
Yeah.
Because he's been saying that now.
Right.
But I love how The Rock shits on whatever city they're in.
Yeah.
"Are there a lot of people from Phoenix here tonight?" "I knew it, because that would make sense. The Rock did a little research, and here's what he found out. This is the truth. This is a fact. The number one city in America for cocaine and meth use is Phoenix, Arizona."
Like, "My name is Eric Hamilton, and I like to party."
Yeah, everybody in Phoenix likes to party, apparently. That's awesome. And he said, like, look it up.
He said, this is a fact.
Yeah.
It probably is.
It probably is. If not, it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Breaking Bad was filmed in New Mexico, close enough, right? There's a big meth problem there.
Sure.
As I'm sure there is most cities. But I just love how he does this. And when I'm watching this, I'm like, yeah, this is who MJF, like... This is who MJF is copying, basically. Yeah.
The Rock is currently filling the MJF hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, fans of MJF, if you're too young for The Rock, like, this is who MJF is being.
Correct.
Like, this was heel Rock, and it's been so long since we've seen heel Rock.
Right.
Like, it feels like it's so obvious he's turning on Roman at WrestleMania, but God, I hope he doesn't. I just want him to be like the new heel authority guy, and he just shits on whatever city they're in every week.
If honestly, if he's here to stay kind of as a member of the company, right? Like, my career kind of sucks in Hollywood right now. Let me stay here and help this company really thrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he won't end up punching Roman, raising Cody's hand, and hey! All along.
Yeah, but
then he'll be out. It'll be over.
But he still wants to do that match with The Rock or with Roman.
Yeah, but you can build that over the next whole year,
sure,
leading up to next WrestleMania.
I mean, look,
because Roman's got to go on a break.
If he is here to stay, you could have The Rock beat Roman Reigns for the championship at WrestleMania as long as he does this. Then I'm fine with it
every week. He doesn't have to defend it every week, but as long as he's there and talking shit about
I'll take every other week.
Yeah.
And defending it four times a year. I don't care. As long as he does this. I don't care. Over Cody Rhodes, we'll talk about that shit later, but Rock says, finally, you cactus-loving crackheads have something worthy, something worth shooting in your veins.
Wow.
And then he says, it's been decades, but professional wrestling is cool once again. But you know who's not cool? Your hero, Cody Rhodes. You think you're tough, Cody? You want to go one-on-one with the Great One? Rock says no.
You think you're just gonna go one-on-one with the Great One just because you want to? That's not how it happens. That ain't the real world, Glendale. You know that, and The Rock knows that. But guess what, Cody? The world wants to go one-on-one with The Rock. Everyone wants to go one-on-one. And you know who else wants to go one-on-one with The Rock? Every woman in this arena.
That's every woman in the arena right there.
Yeah.
Right. Just coming.
Flash flood warning.
Watch your toes.
Now you settle down, you crackhead Karens.
God damn.
You meth head Marys. Because The Rock will tell you this right now. There ain't no way that you are ready for The Rock's 22 inches of heaven, baby.
Jesus.
Wow.
22 inches.
That's a big cock.
My God. How did he fit that in his fucking trunks all those years?
22.
He just wraps it around like a belt. It's like, hey, Rock, you win a championship belt in those trunks? Oh, it's your cock. Okay, never mind.
It's your cock.
It went under and in.
He's at the airport. Sir, what's this?
My dick.
Okay.
What's this? Still my dick. That's impressive.
Wow.
Over here? Dick. Okay.
Wow. Sir, how many dicks do you have?
Well,
one dick. Like, he could have said 12 and it would have been hilarious, but then he explains it, right?
Yeah, he said it was like, oh, you perverts, it's actually something else, but I don't remember. It didn't matter because that was hilarious.
Yes, correct.
So then Rock has a counter offer for Cody, and it's what we expected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The WrestleMania promo video from a few weeks ago, you know.
The spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah. He says, you know, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth Rollins at night one of WrestleMania.
Yep.
And he says, if you two jabronis beat us night one, then your match with Roman Reigns will be free of the bloodline. We'll even get the lawyers. We'll sign contracts. We'll be banned from the arena. But if you lose, the championship match will be bloodline rules. Anything goes. Maybe The Rock joins commentary. Maybe Jimmy's the ref. Maybe the wise man's got a foreign object. Maybe Solo sings the national anthem.
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's, again, it's just still The Rock. Like, he's still being funny to the crowd. You know what I mean? Making the crowd laugh.
Yeah.
Even, like, you know, besides shitting on the city.
Right.
And then The Rock flexes his boss card and, I think at one point he mentions Triple H, but they bleeped it.
I was wondering what that was.
Because he said, like, because I was reading his lips, and it seemed like he said, like, you know, I'm better than the... He was saying something along the lines of, like, you know, I'm higher than the GM, like, I'm on the TKO board. He's like, and then he says, like, he curses, and it seems like he said, like, fucking Triple H or something like that. Not fuck, but, like, you know, some asshole Triple H can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, flexes the boss card, and then he starts to say, if you smell, but Roman puts his hand on The Rock's arm.
That was great.
Oh my God.
Because, like, he bent down, and Roman's just like...
And The Rock knew exactly what to do. He just let it fucking breathe.
Yeah, he froze.
For like a whole minute, or maybe longer.
I think it was an hour.
The whole... Yeah, because the arena was losing their shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You can hear, like, held it.
Fucking!
Oh my God!
They did a holy shit chant for this,
yeah. Right?
Like, not because, you know, like, two assholes chopped each other 50 times.
Oh yeah, right.
Holy shit! Holy shit! No, a holy shit chant.
Lower.
A holy shit chant for this.
For this, just hey.
That's it.
Because you don't
handle
The Rock.
No,
right. And that was incredible.
Roman tells The Rock, I need something from you. I'll do anything for my family, but I need this one thing. And then Roman pauses for like 30 seconds. Acknowledge me.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Adam.
Yeah. I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
And then Rock waits for like 60 seconds.
I know.
He's thinking about it.
I'm pretty sure this segment was like over 7 hours.
Dude, like this whole segment, I think once we were done, we were like 45 minutes into the show or something.
Probably. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, it was like the way that it was timed and paced, it was
there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there are reports that certain segments of SmackDown got cut and matches got, you know, significantly shortened.
Sure. Oh, darn.
But, yeah, exactly. Oh, no, Naomi and Tiffany Stratton were going to get 20 minutes.
Oh, shit.
So Rock eventually says, Roman Reigns, my family, I acknowledge you as my tribal chief.
Wow.
And they do the Samoan handshake and they hug.
Yeah.
And then the fans chant, you sold out, you sold out. And Rock says, go smoke some more crack if you smell.
Yeah, right.
But then he doesn't finish it. He hands the mic to Roman, who says, what the bloodline is cooking.
Yes.
And they throw up the ones. But the, yeah, Joe's got goosebumps. They all throw up the ones, but Rock makes an L again.
And someone pointed this out.
And he, first of all, Rock put up the one and then turned it into an L.
Yeah. And this time, Paul Heyman was looking at it.
Oh, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
But like, he deliberately did it. He put up the one normally and then turned it into an L. And then he went like that, turned it into an L.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, it's funny to think how a couple months ago we were talking about how the bloodline jumped the shark with Jimmy going back. And it's like, all right, it's done now. But now it's like the best it's ever been because The Rock is part of the bloodline.
Right.
And again, I hope it's not for just a month and a half. I hope it's for a while.
Right. Yeah. So Roman and Cody is 100% going to be bloodline rules, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
They have to win this.
Because Rock has to be involved in that. Finish
right
either way,
of course.
If he's the referee, then they almost have to do the swerve. I'm guessing,
yeah. But then, like, is Cody really just not gonna win it on his own? Like, Rock's just gonna help him out. I don't know if it's gonna be that, exactly.
Yeah, but like, if you have Jimmy and Solo and whoever the fuck,
else, I think like The Rock beats them up,
yeah,
then and probably Seth helps a little too. Then Cody wins, and then Rock, you know, Roman's all pissed, and then Rock gives Roman a rock bottom to end Mania.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or when Solo's about to do his thumb again, right? They have to do that spot because he's done it twice now. That's when Zack Ryder gives him I wasn't done. That was rude, guys. Gives him a Rough Rider, like on the apron.
Oh yeah,
to Solo.
Part to of the Solo.
Race. Oh wow. So even better. How about Zack Ryder like just gives The Rock the Rough Rider?
I mean, if he stays heel, well, you know what? Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then he looks at Cody, and he just smiles into the camera.
Look at that. Oh, my God. It's Solo Sikoa. Oh, he's taken out by The Rock. Here comes Seth Rollins, Jimmy Uso. Wait, who's that? What? Zack Ryder?
Who are you?
Everybody
actually
knows
you know
who
what?
Is.
Yeah. They let Sean Spears keep his name. He'd probably be Matt Cardona.
It's Matt Cardona. Oh, and security tackles him. Right. Just because he's a fan in the crowd. He was not scheduled to be here at all.
He was not scheduled to be here.
I don't know why he has the internet title with him. Yeah. He had Solo with the internet title. I'm a champion.
I love all these conditions to our bet. Right. So if Matt Cardona goes like into business for himself and just rushes the ring to try to help Cody because he turned into a unitard, then Joe gets, what, $2 or something?
3-1, but yes.
It's 3-1?
It's 3-1.
Show me the proof. It doesn't matter. Took it it's not away. Doesn't matter. It's not happening. It's the easiest dollar ever. You thought Humberto Carrillo as U.S. champ was the best bet
ever? They were pushing him to the moon.
This is going to be even easier than that.
His rocket went off track.
Well, he's still there.
A-plus segment, though, from the bloodline.
Absolutely.
People, like, fucking marks were complaining, like, that this was so long. It's like, couldn't it be longer, please?
Fuck off.
Is there any way they can stretch this out?
What did you miss in all of this? What did you miss?
If this would have just been SmackDown's episode, that would have been great.
Yeah, perfect.
And AEW marks are like, I'd rather see Will Ospreay versus Takeshita than... Then, you know, The Rock bloodline segment, you know, what is that? A talking segment? It's like, yeah, this was way better.
Yeah.
Let me inform you guys. Better. If you really think that, you should go to like high school wrestling where there's no mic talk. It's just pure wrestling.
Pure wrestling.
Pure.
Pure.
with sarcastic quotes.
Yeah. You know, a pure wrestling god like Eddie Kingston.
Yeah. Where they fight for real.
It's so funny, like, when I tweet about, like, when I make fun of WWE on Twitter, like, you know, there's just...
Nobody
there's
responses.
No one mentions AEW.
Right.
But when I make fun of AEW, all the AEW marks can't help but go, oh, but in WWE, with these whataboutisms. And I'm just like, who the fuck mentioned WWE? That company lives rent-free in your head.
For real.
Right. Enough already.
Yeah.
So... Backstage, we got LA Knight asking Grayson Waller and Austin Theory if they've seen AJ Styles, and he's holding the chair that AJ hit him with at Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Like, that was luggage that he...
I know.
He checked that chair.
He probably reached out to wrestling fans. Hey, how do you ship a chair?
Sir, we're going to need to tag that chair. You can't bring that on the plane with you. There's already enough chairs.
Sir, are you checking this chair?
Yes.
Yeah. God damn it. On a T, Eric.
I know.
On a T.
There it is.
You missed.
God damn. That was such a Josh move, Eric.
I know. I've been listening to too much fucking hogwash and AEW podcasts.
Hey, yeah, no one listens to too much hogwash and AEW. How dare you?
I'm turning into fucking Josh.
Eric listens to all of our podcasts.
You fucking Mark!
Hasn't missed one.
I know. Right.
So, yeah, they say, no, we haven't seen him, and Knight walks away. And then Waller and Theory laugh as they watch a video of Logan Paul knocking out Randy Orton at Elimination Chamber. But little do they know, the Viper is standing behind them.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And Randy says, that's hilarious. Oh, that's great. I got a great idea for a joke. The two of you decide which one I'm going to beat the holy hell out of tonight.
Mm.
And Waller's like, Theory. And he's like, I'll see you out there, Theory.
Yeah.
So, in theory, once again, he's like, again, man, like first Australia and then this. And yeah.
Right. Yeah. Why is he still friends with this guy?
So we have Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi.
Naomi
gave Tiffany an X Factor, but Tiffany botched the hell out of it.
Sure.
Like just going down a full second after Naomi hit the mat.
Yep.
And I guess Naomi's been watching MJF matches because she gave Tiffany a heat seeker on the apron.
Sure.
Then they trade slaps because I guess they've been also watching Eddie Kingston matches.
Yep.
And then Tiffany poked Naomi in the eyes when the ref wasn't looking. She threw Naomi into the ring post and then hit the prettiest moonsault for the win.
So pretty.
And I didn't call it the shittiest moonsault because she actually hit a good moonsault.
Yeah, it was good.
For the first time on SmackDown.
Yes.
So when things are good, we say it's good.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't shit on everything.
Yeah. It was pretty, not shitty.
Right.
Yeah.
She botched the X Factor. She didn't botch the moonsault.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But like, again, like the champ of SmackDown, Io Sky, that's her finisher, the moonsault.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tiffany comes up and she does the same move.
Right.
You know, like, change it up. I mean, obviously, Io does the better moonsault. I would give her something else.
Right.
And Tiffany is, like, a strong girl. You see her working out on Instagram. Like, she could do legit moves to, like, 90% of these girls. Like, do something cool.
Right. I mean, it is, you know, she does have the thing where she jumps up each turnbuckle and then hits it. But
still a moonsault. Still,
yeah, moonsault, you might need to look into something else.
Next up, we have Bayley and Dakota Kai versus the Kabuki Warriors.
In a nobody saw this coming match.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what the fuck? Come on.
We're talking about it like when Dakota first, came back to talk to Bayley. We're like, oh, this is a total setup.
Oh, yeah. She's obviously. Like, yeah, totally. No, we're cool.
But then last week, Dakota's injured, but we didn't see her get attacked by damage control. It's like, right.
Right.
And again, why?
Never done this story before.
We're like 30 days out. Why do this now?
Right.
Do this like either the SmackDown before Mania where you're like, oh, fuck.
Right.
What's Bayley going to do now?
Yeah,
or that night.
Right. Don't book this tag match and prolong it for a while so that we think maybe not.
Yeah.
So Bayley starts the match, of course. Asuka whipped Bayley into Dakota, knocking her off the apron.
Oh, no.
And then a few minutes later, Bayley goes for the hot tag, but Dakota hops off the apron.
Yeah.
It's weird that they had Asuka whip Bayley into Dakota, which knocked Dakota off the apron, and then this happened. It's like, wait, did she betray Bayley just because of that one spot?
Yeah, must have been.
But that can't be it.
No.
So then Bayley starts beating the shit out of Dakota, but the Kabuki Warriors stop her. And then the match just ends with no bell. Like, there's no bell, there's no DQ announcement, nothing, as sure. all of Damage Control beats up Bayley.
Well, no one was paying attention anyway. So. Yeah, everyone maybe. Knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Where's it's the real, ring guy? He went to get snacks.
Yeah. It's a real shame that Sasha Banks went to AEW, because this could have been a really awesome WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just beating the shit out of Bayley, and then fucking Sasha runs out.
Is that tomorrow?
No, that's next Wednesday. Mm. Big business. Maybe like she wrote in her contract, like, yeah, I'll sign with AEW. I just got to do this one run-in. It's like when you accept a job and you tell them about this vacation you have that's already booked. Yeah,
right.
Like, I just got to help Bayley win and then I'll come right back. Is that cool? You know, Tony Khan be like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I love you, Sasha. Oh, wait, your name's Mercedes now. I love you, Sasha Banks. You're my favorite wrestler.
And then Triple H was like, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
And then she goes, Tony, listen, so I signed a paper. I thought it was just for the day. It was a 5-year contract. I'm in WWE now.
But Hunter, I want to be called Mercedes Moné. No.
Right.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, we're not doing this bullshit again.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So then backstage, Damage Control was walking around laughing about beating up Bayley, but they run into Jade Cargill.
Oh.
But then, sure.
We're supposed to be here now. I thought we talked about that. But Eric's here. But,
oh, true.
So yeah, they run into Jade Cargill.
Yikes.
Hey.
Yikes.
We can tell him he can push a button only if he's wearing the the Vince puppet. Oh, yeah.
I just face palm him in there.
So they run into Jade Cargill, but then Nick Aldis shows up to like break up the stare down.
Right. Don't fucking look at each
Stop
other.
Stop looking at each other.
Right. Right. So what are they gonna do? The thing with Belair, TikTok, shouldn't they get rolling on that? You know?
Usually they have every match like set up, you know. By 2 weeks until Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although now that Mania is 2 nights, now it's like sometimes even the week before.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously they have to set that up. Next up, we have Bron Breakker versus Zion Quinn.
Oh, okay.
You remember Zion Quinn?
Yes. From Level Up.
Level Up. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been on NXT for a while. I think he might have won like, Future Star.
Oh, yeah.
Award 1 year.
You know who he's married to?
I do.
Yeah.
Miss Hancock.
Yeah.
The AEW Miss Hancock.
Oh, okay.
Haley or Harley Cameron.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. She's like best friends with Scarlett.
Yeah. Didn't they make some music video together?
With Shotzi.
With Shotzi.
Oh, yeah. Right. And they all.
What a threes.
They all fingered each other.
Scissor me, Eric.
Scissor me, Timbers.
So the bell rings and Breakker immediately spears Quinn for the win.
Thanks for coming.
I think the match total was like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
No, I think what he did was he speared him, then he kind of yelled at him for a second, so it wasn't a record.
Oh.
Yeah. You could tell he kind of delayed it for a minute, so I'd have to go, oh my God, that was a SmackDown record!
Well, you know who has the record for shortest match or quickest win in WWE history, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you still have it. I wasn't sure if you still had it.
I had it on the computer. I have it on the computer.
It's forever.
Yeah.
Such a fucking stupid line. I mean, what if I screw up? Oi!
I'm really nervous. I hope I don't. Like, what?
What?
Jesus. So, yeah, Braun gets the quick win. I don't know if they just made it that quick because they had to cut match times or.
Just put him quick.
It works.
Hey, just make him Goldberg.
Quinn's a nobody, you know?
Yeah. Next up, we have Santos Escobar versus Carlito in a street fight.
But first, Santos Escobar has to have dinner.
See.
With his familia.
See.
I've been Diesel over here.
I know. Like, I feel like they just filmed like 20 of these like 6 months ago. And they're like, yeah, we have these for the next few years.
Yeah, right.
And everything he's like, I've got you. I've got you. And I've got KD that, and he kisses Electra Lopez. It's like, isn't this what you do every time?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a stick.
It could just be the same video we've been watching for months and no one could tell the difference.
Nah.
No one. It's
true.
So the fans chant, we want tables. So Carlito pulled out a table. Then the fans chanted, we want apples. And Carlito pulled out an apple.
From his crumb.
How did he know that they were going to chant
his
that?
Crumb.
From his crumb. And then Santos went for the suicide dive, but Carlito hit him in the head with a chair. Again, chair shots to the head are back.
Baby.
They're here to stay.
Yeah. Right.
CTE is back in the WWE.
Right.
10 years until someone murders their wife. Just wait.
Yeah.
We got 10 years.
Yeah.
Minimum. Yeah. So lots of trash can spots.
Well, he put the thing on him, which I always hate this. He put the trash can on him. He's just standing there like,
yeah. Right.
Right.
And then he's like pounding the top of the trash can with the chair.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
So okay. Then Angel and Humberto show up, and the three of them give Carlito a triple power bomb, but Carlito kicks out.
Mm-hmm.
And then LWO Black and Red run out, and they even the odds.
That's so good.
But they're immediately taken out. And then the music hits. Booyaka, booyaka! Rey Mysterio is back!
Where the hell have you been?
Injured.
And Rey's wearing the worst luchador mask I've ever seen.
So it's a tribute to the great Muta.
Okay.
Sure it is.
But it looks horrible.
That looks way better than the one he had.
Absolutely.
Like, it looked like his face was deformed from, like, nuclear testing or something.
Yeah, even that's, like, really
it looked cool. Like he was just wearing a giant, like, bicycle helmet.
It looks like Batman after Bane, like, threw it in the fire.
Mm.
He went and grabbed it. Does it still look good?
Yeah. It was like Rey Mysterio with this giant head. It was so weird.
It was weird.
But Rey walks out in crutches, so they go after him, but he was faking, of course.
Something else we've never seen ever.
And Rey beats Angel and Humberto with the crutch. Rey gets in the ring. Santos takes a swing and a miss. Carlito spits the apple in Santos's face, and he hits the backstabber, and Cruz and Wild dive on Angel and Humberto, and Rey hits Santos with a 619, and then Carlito gives Santos a shitty spine buster through the table the win.
Yeah. Right.
LWO Black and Red wins this one.
Nice.
New Latino order.
And Corey Graves or...
Latino world order. Yeah.
Or what's his name?
Corey Graves or Wade Barrett?
Wade Barrett. One of them said when he spit the apple... They said, the apple missed.
Oh, God. He spit the apple and I'm going to get soaked. That should be his new thing. Oh, I've got apple on me after he spit the apple. Yeah. So backstage, new Catch Republic tell Nick Aldis that they should have had us like... Nick Aldis is walking away and like Tyler Pate's trying to get his attention. He's like, Mr. Aldis. You know, like, and he's like he jumping up.
He points over Pete Dunne, like, "Hey, Aldis."
Yeah. Like he's too short. Aldis can't see him.
Right.
He's like, "Hey, look at me."
And Aldis just goes,
yeah.
"Right."
So Aldis says they want a rematch for the tag titles at WrestleMania, which is laughable.
Nah. Right. Okay.
And Aldis says he's been talking with Adam Pearce about the tag titles, and they're going to have an announcement soon. So we'll...
So Fatal 4-Way, just like every fucking year.
Yeah. Then LA Knight demands to know where Styles is, but Aldis says he told Styles to stay home because he knew LA Knight was gunning for him.
Yeah.
So he's protecting Styles.
Probably should have asked the GM first.
Hey, this is a wrestling show. We don't want people fighting.
Yeah, right. What the fuck do you think?
Knight says, Styles flew across the entire world to screw me at Elimination Chamber.
I'm glad he pointed that out.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Just hopped on a plane to Australia.
20-hour flight.
Fucked me over.
Just fuck me.
Basically.
He says, I'll go find him at home or wherever he is.
I'll go fuck him at home.
And there ain't a goddamn thing he or you could do about it. Aldis says, oh, yeah? And Knight says,
yeah.
Yeah. He did it. He did the thing.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Yeah. So we have Randy Orton versus Austin Theory.
Yeah.
With Kevin Owens on commentary.
Because why not?
Why not? When Owens came out, a fan tried to high-five him, but Owens didn't see him, so the fan just high-fived himself.
Oh, really?
You could see the whole thing as he's like, he's walking by the front row where, like, you know, the hard cam is at.
Yeah.
And the fan just like, fuck. Orton was fighting Theory by the announce table, and KO was acting like a fan, like, yeah, slam him on the desk! Slam him on the desk! But then Waller pulled Theory out of the way, and then Theory dropped Orton on the desk, and KO was devastated.
Yeah.
Later, Orton set up for a superplex, but he slipped off the second rope, and Theory was, like, already going, and look, Theory sucks on the mic, but he's athletic as fuck. Theory managed to just basically give himself the suplex.
Yeah,
like, right. It was fucking insane. No. And it looked like Theory was giving Orton a neck breaker, but Orton sold it like he hit the superplex. But, like, yeah, like, Theory really saved it after Orton slipped off the second rope.
Oh,
yeah.
God, are they doing Orton Owens versus these two at WrestleMania?
No, it's Orton.
Oh, God.
Logan Paul.
I don't know.
Logan Paul's back on SmackDown next week.
Or Orton, Owens, Logan Paul, like a 5 minute. There's
a five-way?
Thinking like a five-way for the US
I could
title.
See a triple threat with KO, Orton, and Logan, but Waller throw, in theory? Ugh.
Well, no, you could throw Knight and AJ in there as well.
I think Knight and AJ have to have their own match.
Like a singles?
I just don't know why they don't do like the cool ladder matches anymore. Like, hey, there's 10 guys vying for your one title.
Well
those that's are the what, best fucking that, matches of the night.
That's the rumor for Mania, which one? For the IC.
No, the IC's having a gauntlet match next
week. Yeah, you know it's going to get fucked up.
It could. Yeah, it could. I mean, it fucking should be a ladder match because not even Sami Zayn would be good enough for that.
Yeah.
Right. Like, Sammy's already been the IC champ. He's probably fought Gunther a few times.
He has.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Randy dropped Theory and Waller on the announce table, and Owens popped for it. Then Theory did his roll into the ring, but Orton countered with an RKO for the win.
That was fucking
amazing.
He's
still doing, like, cool RKOs.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Waller attacks Orton after the match, but Owens makes the save. Theory gets up, but he gets a stunner, and then Waller gets an RKO. And Orton and KO fist bump to end the show.
Yeah.
Not a bad duo.
Right.
Not bad at all. Right.
Kevin Owens and Randy.
Like you can tell, like, Randy's, like, not phoning it in right now.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like he spent a lot of his off time, like, I bet I could hit an RKO from that.
Right.
I could hit an RKO from that, you know?
I mean, what was he out for this last time? Like, a year and a half, it was his shoulder or his back?
I think back.
Like, he has back problems, and he's still trying to do superplexes? Like, hey, bro.
Bro.
Why don't you last a little longer?
Yeah, true.
You don't need to do the fucking superplex.
Yeah, his wife tweeted the same thing.
Fuck up. Oh, she did?
No.
Oh. I wouldn't be surprised.
Lasts a little longer.
She's one. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Well, she's posted, like, videos. She's posted, like, photos of, like, them in the bathtub together.
Yeah. Like, she's naked, about to blow he's him. Just, like, covering her tits with his hands.
Right.
Take a picture.
That's what happens when you marry a ring rat.
Ring rat. Hey.
She was.
I know.
She even tells the story. She even brags about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She was just a fan trying to fuck Randy Orton.
Randy, I'll fuck your dick.
That's what happened. I mean, yeah. You're making a joke, but this is confirmed.
And Randy goes, hey, grab her.
Right. She must have been the best groupie he ever had.
And her friend.
Yeah.
He wifed her up, so...
He did, yeah.
She must have sucked the soul out of his body.
Edge, come here. Check out what this girl...
She clearly doesn't trust him because this one time I went with a friend to, like, one of the signings in Houston. Mm-hmm. Like, wrestler, like, you get a photograph and everything like that. And we walked in, like, they had the tent and everything.
Can we,
It was for my friends.
You fucking marshals!
Your friends.
Yeah. I didn't take the picture.
Friends.
I wasn't in the picture.
Okay.
But, like, we walked in the tent, and, like, Orton's there waiting, and his wife is sitting right next to it.
Of course.
Like, just making sure he doesn't fuck any more fans.
Right.
Like, she knows.
Oh, look
She was a fan.
Oh, look at this bitch. Yeah. Don't go near her.
Yeah,
she don't even look at her.
Yeah, don't even look at
her. I'll cover your eyes with my hands. You just sign. No picture with this one.
Oh, look at this bitch.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
All right, so let's move on to Raw.
I bet when they argue, she pulls up that picture of, like, Randy, like, looking at that girl's cleavage.
Yeah.
She's oh, what are you going to do? Go find this bitch?
Probably, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he probably did, too.
Yeah. All right, so Raw opens with Cody Rhodes. And Cody's first words were at 7 minutes and 9 seconds. So, you know, a little bit better.
Was it better? Really? 7 minutes of whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now we're looking at Randy Orton and his wife.
It's not even, you have to click it. And oh, there it is.
Foot massage.
No, there's a, no, he's clearly in a feat. There's yes, more where it's few. Like him, like, you know, with her feet and everything.
Yeah. Dude likes feet. Man after my own heart.
So, fuck you. Enough already. Like, he was even more dramatic this time. Cody was like, so. And he does these weird, like, face turn, like, he's like, so.
He's got, like, he's, like, making sure everybody's looking.
What do we want to talk about? Cody mentions
when
rocks.
When he retires, he's going to have a podcast called So, What Do You Want to Talk About?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, what do you want to feed about? What the fuck?
What?
Who wrote this? The Pizzanos? Right,
can you take Joe's phone from him, please? Yeah,
Jesus.
So, Cody mentions Rock's promo on SmackDown and his promo on social media.
Uh-huh.
Because Rock did post a 20-minute promo.
I know, right?
And then he just kind of said the same things on SmackDown.
Yeah.
But Cody said, don't ever talk about my dog.
Okay, CM Punk.
Okay, John Wick.
Yeah. And then Cody says the same shit he's been saying, like, oh, where are my Cody crybabies at? As if that's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's not.
And then Cody introduces Seth freaking Rollins, and Cody tells Seth, I understand if you don't want to do this tag match against Rock and Reigns because you need to focus on Drew McIntyre. But Seth is still 100% on board with taking down the bloodline. But, like, go back to, you know, Rock and Roman. It was, like, 30 minutes of awesomeness.
Yeah.
And then this is Seth Rollins.
He damn sure hasn't been the people's champ for a long time. So, you know what? I think I'm just not going to call him these things anymore. I was thinking about it.
No.
Over the last week, I figured I'd come up with a new name for The Rock. Let me try this one on for size. I think I'm going to call The Rock.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
Don't.
No.
Please, no.
Fuck.
It's taking you this long to come up with this shit?
How about Diarrhea Dwayne? Dwayne, he's been running his mouth, and every single thing that comes out of his mouth has the consistency of wet baby poop.
What?
Ha ha! Dominic bullshit!
This is such good shit.
It's well, you poop! Know, everyone you know, loves poop!
Poop, yeah, you poop, know, caca, look at our boogers.
Did he just do that just to get a Vince pop? Will love this. It's about poop.
Right, of course. And it's hard to take him seriously when he's dressed like a fucking tennis ball.
I don't know what that was. Yeah. That's
true. Like, come on, guy.
So the fans chant diarrhea because they'll chant anything.
Fucking anything.
Yeah.
And then Seth also says he's now 100% medically cleared. And he tells Cody, I have your back. And then Cody looks in the camera to tell The Rock that he will be accepting his challenge on SmackDown.
Pim, pim, pim.
But, like, yeah, compared to The Rock and Roman, you guys still rooting for Cody? You guys are still Team Cody, huh?
Better up your game.
You guys so still I'm Team Bloodline right now. I want
you
I
the
think
ones.
I want Rock and Roman to...
Right, Andrew's like, fuck it, I acknowledge.
I will acknowledge them right now. They're way better than Cody and Seth.
Andrew,
holy
I'm
shit.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news about WrestleMania.
Right.
So when is the Seth match? What night?
Crackhead Karen and Meth Head Mary versus... Poo poo.
Yeah.
Seth open night too against Drew?
Probably.
Right. I said it before. I think Becky and Rhea open night one. Right? Then you have the tag match to close night one. And then Seth opens night one with Drew. And then you know the rest. But that was so underwhelming after the awesome Bloodline segment.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. We have Dominic Mysterio versus Gunther. Pat McAfee saluted Gunther while standing on the announce table, and then McAfee yelled, "You suck, Dom," and Dom threw his gum at him, I guess.
Sure.
It happens.
And then right as the match started, Michael Cole congratulates Sting on his retirement.
Right.
So they mentioned it. And then McAfee says, "Absolutely epic match last night."
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. Go check out our recap at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
They mentioned
it was eight shit matches with with one amazing match at
two
the end.
Things. Either they've owned it all along, like I've been saying, or Triple H is like, oh my God, we should mention it so people go watch it. So they go, oh my God, this is bad.
Yeah, right.
You're good, Triple H. We're not leaving.
Yeah.
I think it's just Triple H doesn't want to be as petty as, you know, Vince has been in the past.
Right, right.
Like, you know, so I guess that's it. But
I'll fucking leave it.
Yeah. Dom got in a couple of chops on Gunther. Then Gunther tried to chop JD McDonagh, but Dom pulled him out of the way, and Gunther chopped the ring post, as he does in every match.
Yeah.
And then Dom held Gunther's hand, and he jumped off the top rope to go for an arm drag, but Gunther wasn't doing that bullshit. And he chopped the fuck out of Dominic.
It was great.
Then JD interfered to help Dom out. Dom went for the 619, but Gunther countered with a big clothesline.
Yeah.
Gunther pinned Dominic, but then he lifted Dom's shoulders up before three because he's not done with him, which allowed Dominic to come back. He had a close call with a sunset flip roll up. And then Dom hits the 619 and goes for the frog splash, but Gunther moves, hits the big drop kick. Hits a powerbomb and then makes Dom tap to the Boston Crab.
Yep.
I thought this was a good match.
It was.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, Gunther's great. But, yeah. You know, it shows you that Dominic can actually have a story in the match when he wants to, if he's with someone good.
Yeah. It's just funny how they keep doing these heel-heel matches. And in this match, Gunther was the clear babyface.
Oh, God.
Right. Then 30 minutes later in the show, he's the biggest asshole again.
Yep.
Like, he's a heel again. I just don't get that. But then we go backstage, and Andrade briefly checks on Dominic in front of the rest of Judgment Day. And Dominic's like, hey, it's, you know, it's all right. He can be good for us. So I don't know what that... I mean, just because Dominic is... Dominic's father's Rey and Andrade, like, they're both Hispanic.
Yeah, they'll automatically hate each other.
Dom, are you okay? Okay, bye.
Like, that's what Andrade did in that segment.
Dom.
So I'm guessing Judgment Day is going to try to recruit Andrade. He's going to say no, and then he's going to feud with the Judgment Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fight Dom at WrestleMania?
Oh, God.
Oh, why?
WrestleMania SmackDown?
It's a lot of nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, no, wait. Duh. Correction. Throws out Dominic in the Andre Battle Royal.
That's about right.
So backstage, Adam Pearce tells Damage Control, what the fuck are you doing here? And Dakota says, the Kabuki Warriors are tag champs, which means they can go on either show. That's how it works, Pierce. Do you not know how it works? And he should have been like, what are you doing here?
And then Pierce says, let me rephrase it. Then he says the same thing. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Good job, Pierce.
Drew Megan fart. Oh, no. So then Shinsuke Nakamura walks up asking about the Intercontinental Championship. But Pierce says he'll have an announcement later.
Later.
So we'll come back to that. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark versus Party Pussy.
Where the hell have you been?
Where's your pussy been?
Yeah.
Where'd
they
the
lost
pussy
the titles
go?
And then lost their TV time.
Who ate all the pussy?
That's such a good shirt.
Shayna.
Maybe, yeah. I wonder if Shayna and Dakota are still a couple.
Maybe.
I don't know. Damage Control was watching ringside. Katana and Kaden gave Zoe a Spanish fly off the top rope, and Cole called it a superplex.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. Done and done.
Yeah. Then Potty Pussy hits the pussy plunge, or whatever it's called, but Shayna breaks up the pin. And then Shayna choked out Kaden, and Zoe beat Katana with a roll-up.
There it is.
That's how she's got to beat her.
I mean, if you could roll up the 60-pound woman, might as well start with that.
Sure.
Start the match with that.
Absolutely.
What's she going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
After the match, Damage Control gets in the ring and tells, and Dakota tells Zoe and Shayna, you'll get your tag title match at Raw in Houston, the far superior city. Because they were in San Antonio.
Uh-huh. Is that this Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'll go.
Eric. I'll go. Inside Eric's like, I'm gonna fucking be there! I'm gonna be here! You better fucking believe I'm going! You guys have fun, though. You guys have a good time.
All right, thanks.
Did you watch Raw this week? We're going over it right now. Is there anything you saw that you want to see on Monday?
No.
If it was SmackDown...
Whoa! Yeah.
If it was SmackDown, I'd take off work to see Heel Rock.
Oh my God, right?
Absolutely, amen. I would, but not for Raw, sorry.
No.
So... Dakota says, we'll leave you crying like Bailey. And then Shayna grabs the mic and says, it's about time.
I don't know.
It's about time you make me cry like Bailey?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wait, is the gauntlet match on Raw?
Yeah. Oh, dear God.
Damn it.
Next up, we have Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax. Nia gave Becky a stink face.
Oh, my God. I bet it really stank. You just imagine. Like, you just, like, kind of smell it from home.
P.U. Smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
She gave her some of that ghost pussy.
Yeah. Jesus.
Then Nia gave Becky a Samoan drop on the floor. Then Nia hit a leg drop off the second rope. But Becky kicked out.
Wow.
AEW. AEW.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Then Nia went for the Annihilator, but Becky moved. And then Becky locked in the disarmer, but Nia rolled outside the ring and slammed Becky into the barricade. And then Liv Morgan appears out of nowhere and jumps off the barricade to attack Nia for the DQ.
Yeah, where are they going with this?
I don't know, but Liv rolled into the ring to taunt Becky, and they start yelling at each other, but then Nia attacks them. She slams Becky on the ring post and gives Nia a leg drop on the floor. And then Nia grabs a fan's hat and starts hitting him with it.
Okay.
So that was
interesting.
Something.
Yeah.
Maybe she knew him.
Yeah. Josh was like, it should have been me.
It should have been me.
So then Becky confronts Liv backstage and challenges her to a match that Liv accepts. And then Rhea Ripley walks by and laughs at Becky. So.
Yeah.
People are thinking Liv's going to be part of this title match. There's no fucking way. They're not stupid.
They would not add her to that.
No one wants that.
No. We like Liv. Yeah. We don't want that.
Right.
I'm glad she's doing something.
Yeah.
Backstage, Ricochet is bitching to Adam Pearce that he can't get an opportunity.
Oh, Ricochet?
Ricochet.
Oh, where?
Sorry.
Where the hell have you been?
Right.
It's been a while.
Ricochet says, I put in the work. I've done everything that's asked of me, but closed mouths don't get fed around here. And Pierce should have said, well, you've done everything but win.
Yeah, right.
Because this is where you start breaking kayfabe here. Because Ricochet's like, I put in the work. I did what you guys told me to do. You know, I got over. I had great wrestling matches. It's like, yeah, but if we're pretending this is real, just like when you watch any show and you pretend like you're actually there, you're pretending it's real. No, you haven't done anything, Ricochet.
Right.
You've lost every week. So him saying that in character
makes him look really fucking stupid.
Because it's just the kayfabe shit. Like, well, what do you mean? I'm a great wrestler and I have great matches. So why don't you give me a push?
Right.
Can I get some fake wins around here? So.
And he's like, I know you were the last IC champ before Gunther 6 or 7 years ago. No one remembers, really.
Right.
And also you've had, like, rematches with Gunther since then.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I think Xavier said so. Oh, now we got rid of that. Rematch after rematch.
Well, that's this.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
No, but Ricochet has had rematch after rematch rematch.
That's right. We had that Kofi one as well. Ricochet's pissed at Pierce, but then Pierce tells Ricochet, I have a plan, trust me. And Ricochet goes, I trust you, bro. Well, that was easy.
Yeah, right. Why don't you start with that?
Here, what the fuck, man? What the fuck's your problem?
Trust me.
No, that's cool. I love you.
Yeah.
So then Damian Priest walks in with Finn Balor and JD McDonagh, and Priest demands that JD gets a title shot against Gunther.
Makes no sense.
Last week, Damian Priest teased that he's going to cash in on Gunther.
Right.
Which that might be what's happening.
Oh, he's going to cash in on JD when he beats Gunther.
Right. Yeah. Don't make me push the fucking button again.
Right.
Jesus. No, but I think we were talking about it last week. If they do have a ladder match, Priest cashes in during the ladder match and just runs up and grabs the belt. Because then Gunther loses it without getting pinned, you know.
Right, yeah.
Interesting.
But also, like, I don't know what Gunther does when he loses that IC title, because it's not like he's the next champ. Like, we all assume Drew's winning that belt, so I don't know. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I mean, we all assume Seth was going to fight Gunther at Mania.
You could make Gunther disappear for a while and come back as a monster face to rescue someone or do something good or challenge someone.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But he sounds like Hitler when he talks. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
What
What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do wrong?
Like,
all Seth, I said was kill the Jews. What is wrong with that?
Like 6 months from now, Seth's getting beat up in the ring, and then you just hear, good morning. What?
How are you? I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is he
Rollins,
talking about?
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, Drew, who is your daddy? And what does he do? It's me. I'm your daddy.
So after the break, Pierce announces a 6-man gauntlet for next week to determine who will face Gunther for the IC title at WrestleMania. The participants are Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Bronson Reed, Chad Gable, Nakamura, and JD McDonough.
A gauntlet match isn't even like a fair way to do things.
Not at all.
It's stupid.
Not at all.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't understand a gauntlet match.
No.
Have a ladder match and put the fucking contract in a briefcase. Something like that would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if, like, JD starts it and, like, Judgment Day just interferes in everything.
Sure.
And JD's just, like, running it.
Maybe Priest will cash in on the gauntlet match, and then he's like, I have an IC title shot against... Oh, fuck. I fucked that up, didn't I? Yeah. I knew I fucked that up. I've been fucking it up this whole time.
Yeah.
No right. idea what to do with this thing.
No.
Yeah. How does this thing work?
Yeah, how does this work?
He's like when Brock won it, and Brock didn't know the rules, and Heyman had to explain it to him, and then Brock, like, started whipping him with paper.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So, we'll see if it turns into a ladder match. I have... a little bit of hope.
Yes, same here.
Fucking briefcases. How do they work?
Next up, we have Andrade El Idiot.
Yeah, here he is.
Versus Apollo Crews.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, that's almost a who are you at this point.
I think
point.
They re-signed him. I think he was gone.
To a one-day contract.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And, you know, I was skeptical about this. I didn't have a lot of hope. And yeah, it was realized Andrade has new shitty music.
Of course.
Yeah. Just shitty, generic, could be anyone's music except for the
El Idolo
at the very beginning.
Yeah.
His music was awesome.
It was.
El Idolo! Like, it was so good. And now this one sucks.
Of course.
My Michael Cole mentioned that Andrade started in CMLL. Oh. Sorry.
Who are you?
See, those are the rest of the luchadors that were on AEW for a few weeks.
Oh, the Invasion.
The Invasion. They were CMLL. Oh, which, by the way, I saw a report today. The reason why the Invasion was canceled was because they couldn't get their fucking visas.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
They all had to go back. Like, there was a company that was sponsoring them, and, like, shit fell through with that.
Shouldn't
so, like,
the company be AEW? Out.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, it's like, Tony, you want to sponsor these guys that can stay? Scrap it.
Right?
Nah. So Apollo gave Andrade a superplex, but Andrade no-sold it and hit the Three Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrade hit the back elbow, the double knees in the corner, and then the hammerlock DDT for the win.
Oh, he hit back. The Judas effect.
Yeah, the Judas, right. The much better Judas effect.
Correct.
His actually looks good.
Right.
Then we go backstage where Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell are talking about how they can get another tag title shot. And then Natalya and Tegan are arguing about who eliminated who from the Royal Rumble and their recent Battle Royal. And then Maxine and Ivy Nile walk up and Maxine tells Candice, you two will be fine. But Candice tells Maxine... I don't need advice from somebody who can't lace my boots. And everyone watching's like,
stupid, bullshit.
And Maxine's like, my boots are Velcro.
What the fuck?
Yeah, wow.
You ready for that four-way tag match at Mania?
JBL?
That's
this could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Next up. We have Damian Priest and Finn Balor versus Imperium.
Oh.
Not for the tag titles.
For the tag titles.
Not.
So stupid.
Yeah. Jesus. We want Mommy Chance start the match.
They should.
Also, it's another heel match, but the crowd's got to root for someone, and it was upsetting how hard they were cheering for Judgment Day.
Right.
Jesus. It made me upset.
Yeah, you cried.
They're like, well, not these fucking guys.
No.
Right.
Imperium's sidekicks? No.
Yeah, come on. How about Vinci? Root for Vinci a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Balor hit the coup de grace on Vinci, but Kaiser broke up the pin. Then Balor grabbed, or I'm sorry, Priest grabbed Balor's beard and said, "It's time to fly, Prince." And Balor did a dive outside the ring.
Okay.
Hey, Eric.
Right.
Come here for a second. It's time to fly. That beard. Let me tug on it a little bit. Ready? Do it now.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Oh. On his back.
Yeah. Whoops.
So Priest hits Vinci with South of Heaven for the win, and the fucking place goes crazy.
I know.
Like the fucking Rock just came out.
I know. Like Rock just came.
Yeah. Backstage, Damage Control bumps into Rhea Ripley, and she tells Io Sky,
"Stay out of my territory."
Right.
Because she's Walter White now, I guess.
She's like, "I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah,
she is. I am the danger."
But she is, though.
I instantly thought of Breaking Bad.
Right.
The scene at the on one of the episodes where he walks out of the hardware store because he saw those two guys buying like this. He could tell they're looking for the meth shit because they're buying all the same shit.
Yeah.
And at first he gives them advice. He's like, "Don't buy all of your stuff in one store, idiots." And later he goes outside. He goes, "Stay out of my territory."
So good.
Yeah.
So, I love that show.
Oh, absolutely.
Should Next I watch up, it for the fifth time?
You should.
Yes.
I've watched Breaking Bad all the way through three times.
Wow.
Maybe I've done three. Maybe I need my fourth.
What if we watch the fourth together?
Let's do it. Oh, my God. Let's fucking do it.
Joe can't come. Get a room.
We are. And then we're just going to watch Breaking Bad.
Watch the show.
We're going to tug each other off.
Yeah. Oh, you booked a hotel. Where are you going? Nowhere. Me and Andrew are just going to watch Breaking Bad.
We're going to get soaked.
We're going to get soaked in meth.
Hit the Andrew button.
Yeah.
Say my name.
That's you on
air. Goddamn like, right.
You goddamn right.
Make me come.
Jesus.
All right. We got Sami Zayn versus Ivar. This match happened because of a backstage confrontation.
Sure.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why wasn't Ivar added to the gauntlet match? I mean, he's been on quite a run lately.
They said that. Yeah. Quite he lost run. To Tozawa.
What a run.
Yeah.
So but
beat Gable.
Beat Chad Gable.
But lost to Otis?
Yeah, something like that.
He's 1-1 versus Tozawa.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, can't wait for that WrestleMania rubber match.
That's going to be great. Michael Cole was psyched to see Valhalla wearing the antlers. So Valhalla put the antlers on Cole's head. So like that was fun.
So she's a face?
Yeah.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah. Holy shit. And then Cole had to do the rest of the fucking match with his headset off, and he was holding his microphone, it didn't sound good.
He's so fucking happy. I've been doing this for 27 years. I've never gotten to do it wearing antlers.
Cole's like, "That's okay. I could do it without. I could just hold the antlers."
And I'm just holding the microphone. And I'm trying to do it for. Hey, oh, you want a kick? Which I ain't gonna listen to it. I love these fucking antlers. I want to jerk off on these antlers, and I want to come.
So.
Yeah, Cole couldn't believe a girl talked to him that close. That's what really happened.
And like Valhalla or Sarah Logan's like smiling the whole time.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like if it's like this break kayfabe moment.
Yeah.
This has been the longest running inside joke we've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Because we still don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, right. It was like it was Michael Cole's birthday and he was at a fucking Mexican restaurant.
Put the antlers on him.
They should have had like 10 Vikings come out and sing some bullshit birthday song.
Happy dumb fuck to you.
Wow, Jesus.
Like, what is
Oh my
this?
God.
I just don't get it.
So, McAfee's going to leave soon. He's like, "Guys, I won't rewatch this. It's not working
Man.
Out."
So Sami hits the exploder suplex. He goes for the Huluva kick, but Ivar hit taint to face. And then Ivar went for the doom salt, but Sami moved and he hit the Huluva kick for the win.
Huluva kick.
And then after the match, Sami is attacked by Bronson Reed.
Big Bronson Reed.
Big Uncle Bobby Bronson Reed.
Hey, Uncle Bobby.
And he hits the tsunami and Michael Cole's antlers gets
soaked.
They're soaked.
Ah, you ruined my antlers.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah. Pat, my pussy hurts.
I just don't get it.
No.
Can we get it?
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
We cannot.
Next up, Kathy Kelly interviews Gunther backstage. He says whoever wins the gauntlet match will be humiliated by him at WrestleMania.
True.
And then Chad Gable walks up and reminds Gunther that he made his daughter cry, and he wants to fix that at WrestleMania. But Gunther laughs and walks away. Mm. So that's the thing, is like everyone seems to have their own, like, I want to finish my story and win the IC title, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I hope it turns into a ladder match. It really should be.
It really should be.
It needs to be.
Yeah, for sure. And put Ricochet in there because he'll do something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because look, obviously it was going to be Brock versus Gunther, but Brock, you know, likes to pee on people, so we can't be Brock.
Right.
It's unfortunate that that all happened.
Turns out Brock was pissed.
Yeah. What a shame. Brock Lesnar versus Gunther would have been amazing.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but I don't think Brock would have put Gunther over.
Yeah, Brock sure takes he would the have. IC title. Yeah,
sure he would have. Yeah. He would have put him over. Gunther needs it.
That's true.
Also backstage, we have Xavier Woods, R-Truth, and DIY playing WWE 2K24.
No.
Yeah.
And Truth is playing as his childhood hero, John Cena. And Gargano's playing as Shawn Michaels, Ciampa's playing as Triple H, and R-Truth's like, oh, you guys are playing as yourselves, playing with yourself. You guys are jerking off, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And then Miz walks up and says, I got your ideas on how we can pay back the Judgment Day, or get payback on the Judgment Day. He's like, dropping slime on them, feeding them bread? No. And then Truth says, yeah, in case they have a gluten problem. Mm. So there's that.
Yeah.
And then Miz says, we need to hit them where it hurts. We need to take their tag titles.
We need to hit them with where it hurts. Their dicks?
It's getting closer.
DIY.
Miz said it, Joe.
Yeah, but Miz is not going to
Miz.
No.
Miz said it Miz to said R-Truth. It.
They're going
to
help DIY.
Tag team partner.
It's not going to be R-Truth. It cannot be R-Truth. They're going to help DIY. Why do you think DIY is a part of this?
Oh, even better. Matt Cardona is going to help them win the tag titles, right?
Course. Yeah. Also, I don't know if you saw
Joe. I hope you're right. I'll gladly give you a fucking dollar.
You want?
I
want you to win that bet. Bets, really? Yeah. Right?
Maybe just one of those bets.
Also, I don't know if you guys saw, but Gargano.
The other
won
one's 3-1, Joe.
Title on the main roster. He's the up, up, down, down champion.
Oh,
fuck.
Hey, Johnny.
You fucking mark.
Yeah.
So then Truth, Miz, Champ, and Gargano make X's and yell Regeneration X.
Kind of like this on their dicks.
They all yell Regeneration X. It really hurt me to see Ciampa do that.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Knowing like, where
the lights go out and then you just hear commotion and they're all dead and Champ is just standing there like blood in his beard.
He's like, I've had enough.
Right.
That's what should happen. And then Xavier Woods says, I want to hate this, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't love it.
That's rough. Next up, we have the main event. We have Jey Uso versus Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
They both cut backstage promos before the match and Jey Uso said, Drew, you're going to learn that Jey don't play.
That's his next t-shirt.
And then right after he says that, he says, Jey don't play. And then he puts on the Yeet sunglasses. And couldn't look. I mean, it's like, no, all you do is play.
Correct.
That's what those sunglasses say. Yeah. So Jey sets up for the Uso splash, but Solo Sikoa came out from the crowd and looked at him.
Oh.
And Jey went, and it fucking threw Jey off. He couldn't believe what he saw.
I know.
Then Drew hit the Future Shock DDT, but Jey kicked out. Then Cody Rhodes runs out and attacks Solo, and they fight in the crowd. Drew goes for the Claymore, but Jey counters with 3 super kicks and a spear. Yeah. That's not enough. Jey sets up for the Uso splash again, but Jimmy Uso appears from the crowd. Yeah. And Jey is bamboozled. It's like he's seen a ghost. He couldn't imagine that Jimmy would ever do this for 3 straight weeks.
Right. I know, right?
2 weeks, maybe. 3 is unheard of.
Unheard.
And then Jey turned around and Drew hit a Claymore for the win. Yeah, by the way.
Wild
wild cards all around, obviously.
Everyone gets a wild card.
After the match, Jimmy brought a chair in the ring, but Seth Rollins runs out and super... It's almost over, Eric. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
Seth
it
Rollins
just keeps going.
Super kicks the chair into Jimmy's face, and then Seth turned around and walked into a claymore from Drew.
Yep.
And look, my sources told me, I know what you're thinking.
Sources.
But my sources told me that Damian Priest was actually going to cash in there. Because everyone's like, Seth is down and out. He's medically cleared so he can have a match.
Yes.
Right? Seth is out. But there was just no time left on the show. So Priest couldn't cash in.
Bummer.
He was literally running to Gorilla and then Triple H said, we're off the air. Sorry.
Sorry.
Can't happen.
Maybe next time.
Didn't that one guy win the 24/7 title on that sports show once?
We don't consider that canon. What's a 24/7 title?
Yeah, right.
But I mean, yeah, once again, Seth Rollins is laid out in the middle of the ring. Where the fuck is Damian Priest?
Yes.
It's so dumb.
Yep.
And I really feel like he's going to cash in on the IC title after all of this.
I know, right? Fuck.
You really booked yourselves into a corner when you made this Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The last few years, they have no idea what the fuck to do with it.
Know what to do with it.
Maybe just kill it if you don't know what to do with it at this
Didn't
point.
Someone try to cash it in on the U.S. title?
Theory.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he failed. And then he won the
then
next
Then he won
week.
It. Then he got another shot.
Yeah.
You dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So that is all for Raw. Let's give some awards.
Yes.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
The tennis ball.
Tennis ball?
Oh, I had the guy that had antlers on his fucking head.
Oh, God. I have plenty of awards for him tonight.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I'd live.
Liv was dressing like old school Liv.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Extra slutty.
Like NXT Liv.
Ooh, French fried potatoes.
Worst acting.
Michael Cole.
Sweeping.
About two sweeps in a row.
Yeah.
Can we go for a third?
Best acting.
The Rock.
If you smell. He is the best.
My God.
Three sweep hits.
It's so funny how we're just like no one wanted babyface Rock back.
No.
Everyone wanted the Rock.
Why
like
would
this,
we want that?
This is the Rock we deserve.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
I don't know if it was Diarrhea Dwayne.
Poopy poop poop.
Wet baby poop.
Poop.
Or the crowd chanting diarrhea.
This is such good.
All of
shit.
It. It's all shit. It's all the same thing.
Then right. Sweep it again.
Swept.
Yeah. Which Rock line did you have for best comment?
I actually had Roman with the...
I need you to acknowledge me. Yeah, because that was like the bigger moment.
Yeah.
Well, you could say it's Rock saying, I acknowledge you.
That's true.
I mean, Rock acknowledging Roman was so powerful.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so that. Yeah. I mean, him also calling the crowd crackhead, that's so good. Mm-hmm. Go smoke some more crack if you smell.
Yeah.
Right.
Worst match?
Party Pussy versus Baszler and Zoe.
But yes. They had a party with the pussy.
Party with the pussy.
I didn't see no pussy. Bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that. Sure.
Yeah.
Super slow-mo.
Carlito Escobar.
It wasn't great either.
Apple missed.
True. I'll go Tiffany versus Naomi.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go that one.
And then best match?
Dom Gunther?
Yeah.
I guess so. You know what's odd?
What?
Like, I was really enjoying Becky versus Nia. Like, I thought it was really good, but then it ended in DQ, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we could sweep that. Worst move?
Nia's leg drop to Liv on the outside. She's, like, kind of stepped weird and then just, like, fell.
I had Valhalla putting the antlers on Cole.
Nice.
Bad move.
Okay, I'll go with Tiffany botching the X Factor. It's not a difficult move. Maybe she doesn't even know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Just fall. They should be like, Tiffany, go watch the Divas or the Divas era.
Yeah.
You know, because that was every woman's finisher back
every
then.
Every single one of them.
Is rolling up to the X Factor.
Yeah.
Best move.
That rolling RKO.
Absolutely.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Worst moment?
Oh, man.
I think the Cole's headgear thing. It was that bad.
Yeah, the antler thing.
It just edges out the fucking video game segment.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if it wasn't for those two things, like, as bad as those are, like, Cody and Seth was so bad.
Right.
It wasn't as bad as Antlers or video games or the fucking women tag team. Like, just all, oh, God, what was that? But Antlers. Because what the fuck is that?
Right.
And then best moment.
Bloodline.
30 yeah. minutes of the Bloodline or whatever it was.
The Rock.
Yeah. Awesomeness. All right, that's all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news. So they announced the first member of the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame.
You know, and I was wondering about this, too, because, like, usually they start announcing them in January.
Not right. lately. Lately, yeah. it's all been, like, super recent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Paul Heyman's the first
Why
first
is this guy not in?
Well, because he's usually they put in people that aren't done.
Yeah.
And now, like, that's, I guess that's the, this, did everyone else say no? I don't understand.
Right.
So. I thought Batista was supposed to be part of this class.
Will he be the headliner or no?
No.
Usually they save that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Is there a bigger name I'm not thinking of?
Well, probably. I mean, they just haven't announced anyone else yet, but Heyman won't be the headliner. There's no way.
No.
But no, Eric brought up a good point, Batista. Because Batista was right. supposed to be the 2020 but then COVID, he was like, I'm not accepting this award in front of no one. Right. But I don't even think, no, they didn't even do it that year, right? I don't think they even did it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Batista! Okay.
But obviously, deserving of Heyman, of course.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best, if not the best manager ever. Go check out our best manager / valet /
mascot?
Not mascot.
Oh.
Mascot. It was manager, valet.
It's four quadrants.
Yeah.
I think so.
I forget. Anyways, go check out our best manager bracket.
Yes. Really what it was.
Patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. Also, Vince McMahon sold 5.3 million more shares of his TKO stock.
Right.
Yeah.
It was for a bunch of fucking money, like, I think, 200 to 300 million. And he still has like 14 or 15 million shares left.
Wow.
So he still has a lot to sell. I think it was like 5% of the company now, of the stock. So he still has a long way to go. God damn, though. Like, he sold TKO his 51% or whatever it was.
Right.
For, what was it? Like, it was, you know, $5 billion or seven, something like that.
That's crazy.
Now he's making more billions by selling the rest of it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Also, some sad news. Virgil passed away last week. They said he'd been dealing with many health issues, including strokes and dementia. And then after his death, it came out that Virgil had been lying about his age for his entire wrestling career.
That's okay.
Remember we heard
crazy.
That Boogeyman did that because yeah. he was so old and he told him he was younger?
Yeah, he did that like to get on Tough Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Virgil told everyone he was born in 1962, but turns out he was actually born in 1951, which means he was 72 years old when he died.
Wow.
Which also means he was 40 when he won the $1 million championship in 91.
He looked it. Wow.
He was 40.
Yeah. I hate to say that.
So, R.I.P. Virgil. And then also, Paul Butcher Vachon died.
Right.
He wrestled for the AWA. He's the adopted father of Luna. Mm. Luna Vachon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Any other news?
wow. Fuck. Don't ever do that again. Yeah. Let's see. CM Punk.
Oh.
Hey, is he back?
He's being advertised for the final Raw before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Subject to change.
Yeah. Probably. But
I still think he's going to be a part of it. Now I think maybe special guest referee.
Or he could be the host.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Host. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
I mean, he was at the WrestleMania press conference. Mm-hmm. He could be on the pre-show panel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
They'll probably do that.
Yeah. And then Cena was on Chris Van Vliet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And he said that when he met MJF at the Iron Claw premiere, he told him, maybe we can get you to play for the right team one day.
Ah, sure.
Cross your fucking fingers.
I know. Like, come on, you've got Cena's endorsement.
He also asked Cena, like, what his favorite championship win was, and then Cena said, the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that would tie him
tie the record?
No.
Oh, that would break it.
Yeah, he already has 16.
Oh, shit.
Even though Flair's, he's like, it's 21! It's 21 that made me say 16! I said, no, it's 21. It's not 16, even though that's my minimum age to fuck a girl.
God.
That's how I remember it?
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
All right, let's get to rumors.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So PW Insider reports that WWE is targeting late May for their next pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Hey, hey, hey.
Look who's back. We are back.
Suck my dick.
So.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be Saudi Mania on Saturday and then Double or Nothing on Sunday.
Ooh. Yep. Hopefully it's nothing.
We probably won't be doing AEW by then. But so yeah, it won't matter.
Yeah, right.
But Saudi Mania in May. What are they going to call it? Is it going to be Crown Jewel again? The right. Greatest Royal Rumbles?
The Greatest Saudi Mania.
Yeah. I have a rumor. We've kind of mentioned this with the whole scheduling thing, but apparently still as of right now, they do not know what they're going to do between the USA contract ending and January 1st or whatever.
Yeah, that's a weird. That's weird.
They're still at this moment not sure what they're going to do.
Maybe wow. Raw's just off TV for 2 months.
Wow.
Or 3 months. It's
whoa.
October. That'd be nice. That'd be nice little break.
Yeah.
Break of Raw. So we'll see. Maybe like the greatest elimination chamber. And we made a chamber that fits 50 women. And then they just the poison gas kills them all.
Yes, chamber.
First to get out wins the title. There is no escape.
Any other rumors?
I didn't have any rumors.
All right, it's trivia time.
Oh.
All righty. So, guys, I'm just kidding. Eric, you said you had one.
Yes, I have trivia. So, with all the rumors going around about a ladder match at WrestleMania, I thought we'd talk about
Zack Ryder.
WrestleMania ladder matches.
I've got
a few questions.
Shawn Michaels, okay. Razor.
Shut
got
the
it.
Fuck up.
I'm too.
We're going to do some head to head.
Okay.
Where you both give me head. couldn't resist.
I'm sorry. Right. Andrew, I'm so sorry.
All right.
You get the balls, I'll get the shaft.
Yeah.
All right.
So sorry, I'll do trivia again next week. My bad.
So the first question is going to be a higher or lower.
First question, balls or dick?
Which yeah.
One? Joe, you go first. Yep, that is correct.
All right. First question is going to be a higher or lower.
Do we yell out or is you choosing who goes first? Or?
Yell out and then.
So when we know the answer, we suck your dick and then we blurt it out.
Yes.
You did
so
this.
So yell out and then if you get it wrong, you have to wait for the next person.
All right, so Joe rules.
Eric's like, in 1992, Shawn Michaels and Razor were in a ladder match. The first to make me come wins. It's not a question. Get at it.
Who won? And then like buzz in. Oh, Andrew buzzed in.
Answer it anyway.
You have to suck my dick.
We're like fighting over it to buzz.
No, we're like, I know the answer. So do I. I don't want to win. I don't want to win.
I'll teach you a lesson. It's like,
the answer's in there, Joe. Go find it.
He's like right against it. I'm like, I can't do it. And Eric thrusts, I can't. Oh, come on. Does that count?
It went on my nose a little bit.
Does that count? Can I at least answer now?
And just like some pre-cum.
Oh,
it went up my nose.
I just snorted pre-cum.
God, it's like the top of an Elmer's glue bottle.
All right, fan questions.
That was great.
That was the best trivia ever.
That was perfect.
But it's still not true.
Amazing.
All right,
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
First deal out.
All right.
How many ladder matches okay. have been in WrestleMania?
Three.
No.
Fuck.
Six.
No.
Wow, that's a lot. Are you telling us higher or lower? Or is going to keep saying
no, he's not. No, you're not getting a clue.
Fuck.
I didn't get a fucking clue.
Higher.
Oh, man. Seven.
Higher.
What?
Wow.
Oh. Fuck.
Ten?
Higher.
Damn.
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
15.
Lower.
Fuck.
12.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I get to suck Eric's dick now?
I didn't get a clue.
Wait, does that mean I suck his dick?
Yeah, that means you win his dick.
Shit.
Right.
No, you're forgetting about the Money in the Bank ladder matches that used to be a mania.
Yeah, true.
All right, so the second part of the question.
Oh, there's more. Okay, sorry.
Only three things have been decided in ladder matches at WrestleMania. What are the three?
I see. Money in the Bank, U.S.
No.
Money in the Bank.
I got two rights. That's 2 points.
I see. It's got to be a woman. The women's title.
No.
Fuck.
Yes,
it was.
No.
Was it
No.
Charlotte, Becky, and Sasha a ladder match?
No.
I see Money in the Bank and
ladder match.
Hardcore?
No.
Should we know this?
You should.
All right.
It's kind of obvious.
Hold on.
A ladder match. Oh, the tag titles.
There you go.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you guys want to try to guess how many of each?
No.
Out of the 12?
What do you mean? Oh, which are which?
Yeah. Or so, I can just give you that.
Money in the Bank.
Actually, yes.
I was going to say. I wrote it.
Uh-huh.
I see. I'm gonna say three.
No.
If two. It's 12,
it is two.
Two.
Yeah, Shawn and Razor, and then the one in Dallas.
Yeah,
and then three tag title matches.
All right.
Because technically they did a TLC, but that's not a ladder match.
Well, right.
It's a TLC match.
Any more?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, so as the winner, I choose
you get
Joe
to suck my dick.
To suck Eric's dick.
All right. As the first choice, I will choose touching his dick. And then I defer.
You'll get to touch dick.
Fuck. Pass.
All right. Let's move on to fan questions where no one has to suck a dick. Kyle, how does it feel that
to
Michael...
suck a... What?
Yeah. How does it feel that Michael Cole got to finish his story?
Yeah,
fuck
no
with
shit.
The antlers.
Oh god,
no shit.
Thanks, Kyle.
The real Mr. Kennedy getting the feeling that Seth's going to turn on Cody. What are your thoughts?
Nah.
I mean, people have been saying that.
Right,
it's a possibility. Eric doesn't want to believe.
Rock
it.
Turns on Roman. Seth turns on Cody.
Yeah,
right.
Fuck that.
Jesus.
Jason Dearham, do you think instead of signing an NDA, Maxine demanded they give her a weekly TV spot? How else can you explain it?
I mean,
P.S.'s Jay's sunglasses look even more stupid with Yeet printed on them.
Yes.
Only the biggest marks would buy those. Eric, how many have you bought?
Two.
Zero.
Moffat on the mic. Oh, remember them?
Oh, wow.
Bold prediction. Judgment Day turns on Rhea and Nia Jax replaces her.
Okay.
There's no way.
No.
In your best Ric Flair, Kevin Owens impression, let me know the odds of this happening at Mania.
Zero! Zero!
Why would you replace hot ass with a fat ass?
Wow. Fuck.
Wow. Woo percent, because it's got two zeros.
No, those are O's, Flair.
Woo energy.
Yeah.
Woo wings.
Durag McMahon was watching the old best ass bracket.
Oh.
Everyone subbed to the Patreon. So many amazing brackets. And soon to be the home of the Monday Night War podcast. But was shocked to see Mommy Rhea lose in the first round. Do you guys think she'd go further now that she came into her own?
Absolutely.
Probably, right?
Yeah. It could have just been a bad matchup.
I think when we did it, maybe there weren't a lot of good ass shots of her. She would always wear pants.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's like, wearing a thong pretty much every week.
Yeah.
They're saying she lost in the first?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. No other spoilers, though. Go check it out. Wow. Rashad Law, Pushfire Barry, Cody is Roman. Cody is Roman. Double heel face turn. Cody is Roman. Okay. Cody and Roman double heel slash face turn. I guess.
Yeah.
CM Punk as guest referee in the Seth Drew match or WrestleMania is in two different locations. Fuck that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I would go with the Punk thing because I kind of said it earlier. Yeah. I don't want to see a double turn. I'd almost rather have it in two different locations than a double turn.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going. I guess it doesn't matter.
Two different locations. So I guess bury the turn and push Punk.
Yeah.
Jonathan Smith says, did y'all know that Michael Cole is from Texas? I feel sorry for y'all, but it's not true. I looked it up. He's from New York, actually. So
he lives in Texas now, for sure.
He lives in Texas.
Yeah.
But that's not being from Texas.
And his name isn't Michael Cole.
Yeah. Right. That's right. What's his
every
name?
Every time it's in like San Antonio. Sean Cothard. Mm. I think he lives in Austin or something because every time it's in San Antonio, he goes, oh, I can drive there.
Right. But no, I mean, he's a fucking Mets fan.
Yeah.
Which that's even worse, actually. I'd rather be from Texas.
Right.
Joseph Reiling. So how many people got soaked when Cole busted a nut over Valhalla wearing the dumbass antlers?
Four. It's probably like being at a Gallagher show.
Oh, God.
Crowhammer, this podcast is like a high for me every week. You guys are amazing. With that being said, you guys cannot be trusted with remembering wrestling history. So many times when you guys will recall something wrong from 20 years ago, it's usually wrong. You need and will love doing the Monday Night War podcast.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a long time ago, guys.
Sure is.
Yeah.
PCJ, only thing that was missing from that Rollins promo was hearing Vince and his evil laugh as soon as Rollins said, diarrhea, Dwayne.
That's the best way.
Seriously, poop jokes, camera zooms and cuts. How many years will it take them to get away from doing anything Vince and Dunn made them do?
Yeah, they should be done with it.
Yeah.
Max Power. Vince was loving the diarrhea chant at home, clapping along.
Diarrhea on an intern.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Andy Nance, y'all can't tell me Stone Cold isn't coming back and beating the diarrhea out of The Rock. Book it.
Wow.
Oh, boy. If that happens, then I'll be upset I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Night one. It's probably not. Yeah. Mr. Meow-gi. Meow-gi?
Yeah.
Meow-gi. Did you see the discussion online about who's better and done more for wrestling and The Rock? Done more for wrestling, The Rock, or the Young Bucks? People are saying the Young Bucks started a new company and that puts them above The Rock.
That's stupid.
That's the dumbest shit ever. Also, I like that profile picture of them.
Yeah, it's me when I was super drunk.
Yeah.
What was that, the Backlash drunk cast?
It was.
Stone Cold Steve something, it cuts your name off. Bored Jim Ross is my favorite thing in wrestling right now. After that Darby Allin glass spot, man sounded like he just wanted to go home. I did want to go home. I got sleepy. The Rizzler, are they running out of Hall of Fame inductees? Why do they insist on inducting current working stars? Doesn't that defeat its purpose? Mysterio, Edge, Flair, Angle, now Heyman.
Yeah, but I mean, Heyman's old. Like, and he'll probably work till he's dead. So it's like,
yeah, right.
What are you going to do it when he's dead and he can't be there?
Technically, sure. Edge thought he had to retire when he got inducted.
Right.
You know.
Terry Dactyl. Will WrestleMania 40 be the Bloodline's Infinity War or Endgame?
Good one.
A portal opens and Matt Cardona comes through.
That's right. As Zack Ryder.
Infinity War more? Means
the Young Bucks. Kenny Omega.
Oh, no.
They shut the portals as they're coming through and chops their heads off.
Right.
Infinity War means Roman retains.
Yeah.
Oof. Tony Khan's Coke dealer, Pushfire Berry, drink edition, antler juice, Lesnar piss, or
Woo Energy. I push Woo Energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the fuck is this?
Right. What's
antler juice?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'll try it over Briar piss.
Brock piss.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I'm a Pusey.
Oh.
Why don't they just do Rollins, Cody versus Rock Roman in a winner-take-all format? Who the fuck wants to see Drew Rollins? Also, why didn't WWE just have Rock win the Rumble if they wanted Rock Roman?
I want to see Drew Rollins.
Again, like, what was going to happen if it was going to be Rock Roman? Mm-hmm. And then it was going to be Punk Rollins. Like, Cody's just like, what? I'm gonna fight the NXT champion.
I'm gonna fight Cody Drew. Gunther.
We haven't seen that.
Oh. I'm gonna beat Gunther.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna finish my story that way.
Steven Lally, I thought Vince was gone, but we got Seth and Cody making poop jokes back to back weeks. Seriously, what the fuck's going on?
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, it's true. Todd Fricker, I know I'm a week late, but RIP Ole Anderson.
Yeah.
Did you know that Ole Anderson did the voice of the Shockmaster?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
I did. I forgot about that.
Come on. So you're the man that rules the world? They call me the Shockmaster. Come after me, Sid. I just fell through the fucking wall.
So good. Yes. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or a hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show. Get all the bonus podcasts, AEW brackets, classic episodes of Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Brackets.